Previously on Algoa FM.
All right, it's about that time for Mythbusters. And he is an author, a public speaker, a preacher, motivational speaker, life coach, and business coach. Really doing it all with a couple of awards under his bag too. Whether that's a Lurie's Award, actually more than one Lurie, yeah. A Creative Circle Award and Bookmark Awards. He's worked with Nando's, DSTV, Coca-Cola, and more. And he's here to share about his new book. He released it last year, September, The Mindset of a Conqueror. And therefore, he's the perfect one to debunk some myths about being a writer, being an author. Welcome to Algoa FM, Zama Alpheus Madlala. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Welcome to Algoa FM. Have you ever been to Algoa country, whether that's PE, Grahamstown?
I definitely have been that side of the world. It's amazing. I actually did enjoy it, definitely so, eh?
Okay, perfect, perfect. I'm so glad I'm chatting to you tonight. You know, people always say, I could write a book about my life. You know, I want to write a book. And so I want to ask you, was this you? Did you always know that you wanted to write a book?
You know what's so crazy? I actually genuinely didn't. To be honest, from my side, I really wanted to be very transparent and clear. I personally, myself, don't necessarily like reading much. Right. I am a visual individual, but the way that this came about is literally me interacting with life in itself and going through things. And I really just thought to myself, similar to what the Bible is, it's something, it's testimonies of what people have gone through when they're just sharing it. And it's really just a place to get to people, to make them realize that literally you definitely can conquer. Just if you have the right mindset and the right outlook on life, you definitely can overcome whatever you're facing in it. Because sometimes we get to that place where we feel like where we're at, we're stuck in that place, and that's the end road. Mm. And I truly like that saying that says that you're going through something. It doesn't say that you're staying in it. It says that you're going through it. So if you have that mindset to understand that you're going through what you're going through, but you need to get to that place where you realize that somebody else has actually conquered and been victorious in this specific area of my life, that means I can also do it as well. So, yeah.
Yo. I can hear the life coach in you coming out as well. Wow. This book is probably really hectic. I mean, tell me, was publishing this book easy?
So, publishing a book, it's a very long process, in all honesty. There's a lot of aspects that are aligned with writing a book and publishing it. You know, obviously, ensuring that you've got the ISBN number, ensuring that you've got a designer that actually designs the cover for the book. You need an editor involved. You need a typesetter involved, you know, and obviously you need the person to actually write the book in order for it to come to life. There's a lot of steps to it. You can't miss any step. But it's beautiful at the same time, you know?
Wow. I can't wait to hear more about this book. I mean, our listeners have myths about being a writer, you know, so I feel like you're really the perfect one to bust these myths just about being an author, right? So just diving into the first one, the first myth is that authors write in isolation. You know, is this true? Yeah. Are you able to kind of write and collaborate with others, or do you feel like you need alone time, like you lock yourself in a room for like 30 days and you write? You know what I mean? How does it work?
So I like the fact that you use the word isolation, but I would rather draw to the word solitude, because solitude is more of the quality or the state of being alone or far from society, and isolation is more being alone in a state where you feel unhappy. So I was in solitude where I basically put myself in a place where I was alone, but I really had a specific idea on my mind, but I wanted to put it in a way that I'm visually representing what I'm thinking in a way that is digestible to any person that actually gets their hand on the book. So to answer your question, it's very good to be alone, because that's where all the noise is basically kind of shut out, and nobody's kind of clouding your judgment or your thought process in basically putting your thoughts onto a piece of paper, right?
Yeah.
But I can tell you, in my process of putting this book together, it's very good to have a mentor. It's very good to have somebody that's gone ahead of you. It's very good to have somebody that has done what you want to do so they can guide you in the right processes and steps so that you don't have to go through the same mistakes that they went through in order to achieve that very goal. Mm. So there's a friend of mine who is an author, and she has written, I think, 2-3 books now, and she basically guided me. She connected me with the various printers, etc. But I'd already got the content. I had experienced what I wanted to write. I just needed to ensure that I'm following the correct steps in order to make it happen, in essence. And apart from that, right, what I'd done before I'd actually published the book, I had literally started reading different chapters to people.
Wow.
And the way that they reacted to it, I was like, I actually have to do this thing.
Mm.
You know, I actually have to put it out. And I think that is what also kind of pushed me to ensure that I put it out there, because at the end of the day, right, this is not for me. I've experienced it. This is for somebody out there that has faced challenges. It's for somebody out there that needs to conquer. It's for somebody out there that literally needs to overcome whatever they faced. And what's so crazy, even though I've written this book, what's so nice is that I can even go back to this book and be like, okay, this is what you said, brother. You've experienced this. So you've already got like a few keys, steps and pointers that you've noted. So you can also make reference back to this book that you've written, in essence. So it's like a...
Yeah,
it's a great point of reference for me as well.
Wow.
Which is very beautiful. Yeah.
It's almost like you get to hold yourself accountable as well, you know? And I love that you're saying it's not about isolation, but rather solitude, just creating that safe space where you get to kind of write. But you are also admitting too that it's good to have other people part of the process. Like, don't just do it all by yourself, you know?
Yeah. You know that saying that says it takes a village to raise a child?
Mm.
It's literally that, in essence. It's collaborating with people that have done it before you and ensuring that you don't make the same mistakes and you can excel and progress further than them in less time, in essence.
Yes, yes. And I mean, another myth that our listeners came up with is that, you know, you draw inspiration mostly from your personal life. Is this true? Do you feel like you need to rely on imagination? Do you make stuff up? Maybe even research? Like, how does that even work?
So, you know what's crazy? So to share a bit about my life also, right? My mom actually stays in another country, so I basically get to see her once a year, in essence. And recently she was around. And it's so beautiful to see, because she always shares stories about, you know, Zama, remember when you were younger, this is what you do. You know, it's always great to relive those moments. And she said something to me that was so crazy. She said when I was younger, she thought I had a problem in terms of my ability to read, because I would just look at pictures and I would put together a story of what is written, but I haven't even read what is written.
Whoa.
So basically my imagination was already sparked from a young age.
Yeah.
And what our parents or people around us might think is a problem, but it is actually our gift basically surfacing itself from a younger place. And now that I've actually put something together, if you actually get the chance to read this book, you'll realize it's my imagination and my experiences actually put into a book that is tangible, understandable, digestible, and it actually makes you realize that it's actually achievable too.
Mm.
Because sometimes we feel like it takes a certain kind or specific type of person to conquer and be victorious. But it's really just the person that has the right mindset. And literally, once you follow your mind to that place of victory, you'll conquer and you can achieve whatever you genuinely put your mind to.
You know what? We have to talk about where we can get this book, because I think from what you've said, it really sounds like 60 chapters of goodness. You know what I mean? Where can we get your book?
So the first place that you can get a hold of my book is on Take A Lot. So if you go to Take A Lot, you type in The Mindset of a Conqueror, it'll pop up there. And then obviously you can get your hands on there. I've got a personal website as well. The personal website is www.zama-majala-solutions.com. And then also, if you DM me on Instagram, Facebook, I'm not necessarily a Twitter guy, but my Instagram is zamillion_m. And then that's the same as on Twitter. I will definitely get a hold of you. We can have that conversation on that platform. I can send it to you from there. So it's the Take A Lot point of departure. It is my personal website, or it's even a DM, and I can get the book to you. Yeah.
Wow. Zama Alpheus Madlala, thank you so much just for, I guess, also encouraging us that if we too want to write a book, we can do it, right? Maybe the process might be a little bit tedious, it might be long, but it's not impossible, you know. So thank you
100%.
So much just for spending this time with us. I mean, before we let you go, what's next for Zama Madlala, the author?
What's so crazy is actually I've actually written my second book already.
What? That's crazy.
So that one is coming out. That one is titled In His Image. That is directly a Christian-based book.
Yeah,
100%. Where I'm really just trying to get people to realize their purpose in life, you know, connected to God, you know, connected to the truth, you know. And for me, because God has really changed my life, you know, I really want people to understand that having a relationship with God is not work. You know what I'm saying? It's just about surrender. It's really about truly understanding who you are. We're created for a purpose on purpose, which is to serve God. And there's a purpose for us to do something out there. Understanding that we all form part of the body of Christ. Somebody might be the ear. Somebody might be the nose. Somebody might be the ear. But in essence, if we all play our parts and we fully function together, we can end up excelling and advancing the kingdom of heaven here on earth. So, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Zama Madlala. Listen, such inspirational stuff, eh? Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Algoa Country, you heard it here first. The Mindset of a Conqueror. You can find it on Takealot if you search The Mindset of a Conqueror. You can also check out his website, www.zama-madlala-solutions.com, or check him out on Instagram, zamillion_m. Zama Madlala, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your time. God bless you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.